ABC Radio Australia.
From bright orange clownfish to dazzling angelfish, tropical fish enthusiasts often find their scaly pets in Pacific waters. In fact, a market for them is growing in New Caledonia, but there's also concern that stocks of the rarest underwater creatures could soon be depleted. Cooper Williams in Noumea with more.
Roger! I gotta find my son Nemo!
Fish are friends, not food.
That is from the well-known Disney film Finding Nemo, the story of a young clownfish taken from his home and sold to a Sydney dentist for his aquarium.
Marlin, the little clownfish from the reef.
It's my dad! He took on a shark!
I heard he took on three.
What viewers don't realise is a special aquarium fish order would set you back hundreds or even thousands of dollars just for one fish.
We ship clownfish to Australia. What we have here isn't the real Nemo, but it is a clownfish. It has a big white mark on the side of the face and is endemic to New Caledonia.
Sebastian Ragu is a tropical aquarium fish trader. He's new to the business, having just received his boating license and permit to operate. Standing in an almost empty, two-story shed, he points to an area where he wants to fill up with hundreds of aquarium tanks.
It has always been a dream of mine. I had aquarium fish when I was younger, and I love working with them. I would have a competition with my brother to see who could have the most beautiful fish and raise them the best.
Mr. Ragu says there is growing demand for the international exportation of tropical fish from New Caledonia.
We already have clients here in New Caledonia, but the rest of our clients are in Europe, throughout Asia, and all over the world. We mostly service large hotel aquariums, but where we ship depends on the demand and where the special orders come from.
The Southern Province government accredited his company earlier this year, which allows him to catch and trade tropical aquarium fish under a special commercial fishing license.
If you come back in a year, it will be much different. I'm planning to fill the warehouse with aquariums and start growing corals as well.
He says it can be difficult to make money, and fish prices vary from as little as $3 Australian to as much as $3,000 for just one fish.
It is hard to make money. The setup requires a big investment, and you have to ensure the water quality and all the systems are perfect. But we can compete with Australia because we have fish that can only be found here in New Caledonia that are very prized by collectors.
The licenses are only given to a handful of operators throughout New Caledonia. In the Southern Province, there's just three operators.
There isn't a big black market trade, but it does happen. The idea with the license is to restrict it so there are only a few operators and it doesn't have too big of an ecological impact.
Dr. Michelle Kulbicki is a specialist in tropical fish and has lived in New Caledonia for many years.
New Caledonia is a place where it's quite expensive to live, and therefore people who want to make money with this type of trade will probably have to catch high-priced fish. Common damsel fishes, butterfly fish and so on are not very interesting in the terms that you need lots of them to make money.
He says the biggest challenge with the current license setup is the absence of caps on fish species, meaning traders can select rarer fish to catch.
The major problem is, of course, the amount of fish you're going to catch and which species you're going to catch. Concerning the number of fish, as I was just saying, so there's two things that come into play there. There's rarity and there is endemism. And there is also, of course, if the fish is pretty or not pretty. And also if it is difficult to raise or if it's easy. So there's a number of parameters that come into play.
Dr. Kulbicki says traders need to be careful when selecting rare or endemic fish.
Rare fish, of course, get better price. You cannot catch many, and if you catch many, you're going to deplete the species. So and this you don't want, even if it's not a very important species ecologically speaking, it could be important in matters that we don't know. So it's never good to overfish a species, especially rare ones. So after that, there is endemism. There are what we could call very local endemics. I mean, species which are only found in New Caledonia or only found on the Great Barrier Reef or this place. Actually, there are very few of such species in our region. Then you have what I would call regional endemics. That is species that you'll find all over the Great Barrier Reef, but nowhere else, or all over New Caledonia, but nowhere else. You need to know exactly what they need to grow to survive, because each species has its own specificity in terms of food, of a number of other parameters as well, as temperature, salinity, you know it.
However, when meeting demands for tropical fish in aquariums and regulating the trade, Dr. Kulbicki says the limited licenses may be a sustainable option.
In my opinion, it is probably a viable activity, but it needs to be controlled. When you see what happens in places like Philippines, Indonesia, and then a few other places where they fish, they deplete the reefs. So once the small species are gone, then you get problems. The predators do not have prey. These small species do have quite an important impact in terms of functioning of the reefs.
Harlan Martin works with Sebastian Ragu, and he's adamant that protecting the environment and conserving tropical fish stock will be front of mind.
As a Pacific Islander, I'm very conscious of the environment and our connection to it. I can't speak for other businesses, but we are trying to never take more than we need. We would like to give back to the environment and even try breeding corals and clams and endangered fish to release.
The Southern Province government were not available to comment for this story, but have said they'll be monitoring the trade to keep track of the species caught and exported.
That was Cooper Williams in Noumea with that story.